There's long spells, 3 days, years, when you can't see a thing, know where you are only by the speaker sounding overhead like a bell buoy clanging in the fog. When I can see, the guys are usually moving around as unconcerned as though they didn't notice so much as a mist in the air. I believe the fog affects their memory some way, it doesn't affect mine. Even McMurphy doesn't seem to know he's been fogged in. If he does, he makes sure not to let on that he's bothered by it. He's making sure none of the staff sees him bothered by anything. He knows that there's no better way in the world to aggravate somebody who's trying to make it hard for you than by acting like you're not bothered. He keeps up his high-class manners around the nurses and the black boys in spite of anything they might say to him, in spite of every trick they pull to get him to lose his temper. A couple of times some stupid rule gets him mad, but he just makes himself act more polite and mannerly than ever till he begins to see how funny the whole thing is. The rules, the disapproving looks they use to enforce the rules, the ways of talking to you like you're nothing but a 3-year-old. And when he sees how funny it is, he goes to laughing, and this aggravates them no end. He's safe as long as he can laugh, he thinks, and it works pretty fair. Just once he loses control and shows he's mad, and then it's not because of the black boys or the big nurse and something they did, but it's because of the patients and something they didn't do. It happened at one of the group meetings. He got mad at the guys for acting too cagey. Too chicken shit, he called it. He'd been taking bets from all of them on the World Series coming up Friday. He'd had it in mind that they would get to watch the games on TV, even though they didn't come on during regulation TV time. During the meeting a few days before, he asks if it wouldn't be okay if they did the cleaning work at night during TV time and watched the games during the afternoon. The nurse tells him no, which is about what he expected. She tells him how the schedule has been set up for a delicately balanced reason that would be thrown into turmoil by the switch of routines. This doesn't surprise him, coming from the nurse. What does surprise him is how the acutes act when he asks them what they think of the idea. Nobody says a thing. They're all sunk back out of sight in little pockets of fog. I can barely see them. "Now look here," he tells them, but they won't look. He's been waiting for somebody to say something, answer his question. Nobody acts like they've heard it. "Look here, damn it," he says when nobody moves. "There's at least 12 of you guys I know of myself got a little personal interest who wins these games. Don't you guys care to watch them?" "I don't know, Mac," Scanlon finally says. "I'm pretty used to seeing that 6 o'clock news. And if switching times would really mess up the schedule as bad as Miss Ratchet says..." "Oh, the hell with the schedule. You can get back to the bloody schedule next week when the series is over. What do you say, buddies? Let's take a vote on watching the TV during the afternoon instead of at night. All those in favor?"